Welcome to the special recording of the Highway Podcast, a very special recording. This is not any part of a season. I guess it's not season two or three. But we did feel a need to do a podcast because one of our fellow brethren here in Missouri was killed in the line of duty this month. And we did a little fundraiser roast session, which seems kind of odd that we would want to roast each other, or some people think it's odd, but the cops get it. That's how we show our true love for each other, is by roasting each other. So what we're going to do is first check in with everybody. Smee, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Who's off camera? We actually don't let Smee on the camera.
Yeah. I was just trying to keep up with some of the content.
Smee's the brains.
So Castro said, what's up, homie?
Yo, big dog. Ooh. Big Greg, big G.
And then this one is especially noteworthy. Smee is the brains of the operation.
All right, someone kick that clown out of here.
Smee, why'd you just comment that on your own, feed?
All right, no, Smee, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little bit out of potty gear, so.
I think we're all out of potty gear because we're supposed to be off for another 2 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but
I haven't figured it out, but I'm just saying a little rusty.
A little rusty, yeah. Anything else you want to check in on?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Bird?
To me, you're just a ball of entertainment, huh?
I usually am.
Well, nothing really here, actually, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm the only...
I mean, you're probably the only one that's done something.
I wouldn't say I've done anything. I've just been gone for a while. But I see you're wearing glasses. What's up with that?
Yeah, my stupid head started hurting, so I took the old tacks out and put the glasses on.
What caused your head to hurt?
Tell him. There is no telling. Maybe too much caffeine, although I'm drinking a cup of Joe right now.
Okay.
Maybe just not eating enough. I don't know. But it started hurting. It's better now.
Okay. Did you have like a squiggly or something in your eye?
Yeah, floaters. I think they're called eye floaters, aren't they?
Yeah. Really? What is an eye floater?
It's... Well, squigglies.
Well, I'm not sure if official like squigglies. Hey, Google what an eye floaty is.
Okay.
Come on.
Hey, Google. Somebody tell us what an eye floaty is. You know those little squiggly things you get in your eyeball?
Yeah.
Somebody give me the best name for a squiggly.
What did Bert say it was?
A squiggly.
An eye float. Oh. A floater.
Floater.
Yeah. Eye floater. I bet if you type it in, it automatically pulls it up.
Looking for the best name for a eye floater or the squiggly thing that you guys see floating around in your eyeball and you try to catch it, but it's not. You guys ever try to catch it?
I always try to look at it, and it always just.
Yeah, well, I guess look at it. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, it's like. You always try to move fast enough for it.
Yeah, you can never catch the eye floaty.
No, sir.
What is this? Need to smoke weed, bro. It's for the. I can't see it. Cataracts.
Oh,
damn,
sense.
Dude.
I need a
freaking cataracts.
Probably.
All right. Official eye floaters are also known as. You can read that. Oh, this guy's got it. Who's this guy? Vitreous something?
Yeah.
Dang.
Google that.
Look at this guy coming in.
It's in Latin. Musci volatis.
I think. Is that Latin for eye floaties?
Yeah, they're the ocular trouble consisting in the emergence of the visual field of black or white color dots, threads, or cobwebs of different shapes.
Yeah, I can just see someone. Most eye floaties are caused by. Are we really going to sit here and call them eye floaties?
Yeah,
I don't want that thing.
Look at this. It says eye floaty. I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Call me March. Troopers barely seen and annoying when you spot them. Damn. Okay. Somebody didn't get hired. Yeah, let the roast begin. What I mean? Hey-o. Okay. So what we're going to do is we've got a couple roasts here. But before we get started, we also had some comments. So I can't really... I can't read the compliments because they were asked that Smee read the compliments. So I will allow her to do that. So I'm sure you guys know we did the fundraiser for Officer Cody Allen from Independence, who was killed. And basically what you could do is buy 500 characters. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
In a text box where you roast or compliment another officer. Now,
and people used them. They used the 500 characters.
Used, in fact, a couple bought two so they could get 1,000 characters. But yeah, here we go. So I'm going to let Smee read the compliments, and then I will take over the roast because they got to choose who read them as well. And then Bird also has some roast, but do you want to tell them why you have some roast?
Yeah, I have some roast because originally I thought they were going to be for something else. So we were planning on doing a roast for your B-Day, so I was prepping up, just jotting them down, jotting everything that came to mind.
And so you thought you were just roasting me?
Yeah, I thought I was just roasting you because it was a B-Day plan, and so I was like, I'm just getting ready, and then all of a sudden we brought this up. I'm like, holy cow, this came a little quicker than I thought.
So you're going to drop a few at me for...
I can if you want me to.
Yeah, I think
so. You want that?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't sit there and say they're great, but I thought they were quick.
Okay. You want to do the compliments first? Then you can hit me with a roast?
Yeah, let me get my notes pulled up.
Okay. So, what's this?
That one was on that one that wasn't printed, I guess.
Okay. All right, well, why don't you read that? So, Smee here has got some compliments she's got to read for the podcast. Why don't you turn that camera thing towards you for a minute?
Oh, my.
Yeah. No, but seriously, bring it back over here.
Well, oh, God. What is on? Okay. Oh, my. Oh. All
right.
All right, that's enough.
Smee, go ahead with the Smee, go ahead with the compliments.
Okay, I don't want to be in this picture. Okay.
Well,
all right, so the first compliment that was sent in says, please support MAD and our mission, hashtag no more victims. So that was one of our friends from MAD. And then the other one is, first of all, they said that there's no need to read the message, but we're going to do it anyway.
Because they donated money and...
Yes, because they donated money. But so anyway, they said, but as always, you guys rock. Mad Mo is thinking of the family and the department.
We
so those
appreciate
are the
it.
Nice ones. The compliments.
I like Mad.
Wasn't there another one?
No.
I thought you showed me on the phone. Are those two of them?
Yeah, those were the two that were on the phone, yeah.
Okay. And I'll say who they were. I know they don't want me to say. It's going to be the St. Louis MAD chapter, if you will.
Yeah.
And should I say their names?
Probably say their first names.
So, Jen and Chris, we appreciate your guys' support. They've also been guests on the podcast before, and we plan on having them back. So, definitely support your local MAD chapter. They do a great job for us, a great job for law enforcement, and their purpose is really for a great cause. And I think they're definitely underutilized and then underappreciated.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you guys if you'd support them, and I appreciate the support from them. So, all right, are we ready for this? You don't know how excited I am.
Yeah, we're doing a couple of roasts, and then we'll probably say goodbye to our life, I guess. Castro loves our neon sign.
Dude, hell yeah, boy. I actually made that out of wheat. That's a lie. Let's
see. So, Mark can come up with some that he came up with.
You want to roast me real quick? Just one, drop one at me?
Sure.
Then we'll shut her down.
He's got to pull up his notes.
I feel like it's good if I get roasted.
Yeah, we'll just open it up with a roast.
Yeah, we'll just open it up with me getting
okay.
Good. Now, I'm going to warn you, I have got some really good ones, so yours better be good.
Okay. Well,
okay, well.
All right, we'll see. All right. I'll just scroll to the very bottom one since I think this was my better.
Okay.
Ryan once told me the reason he works out so much is because his body is an investment. I can't help but believe that prostitutes have the same mindset.
Dude, that was good,
yeah,
man.
More like, that came from okay.
You want to hit me with a few more, or are you good?
Do you have one for him?
No, I didn't roast. I didn't roast Bird.
Oh, okay.
I could come up with something. I mean, look at this. Are you serious? I mean,
you can't not come up with something.
Yeah.
Look at me. I mean, I can hit you with another
one. Yeah, hit me with I like that.
All right. For every guys who don't know, Ryan shaves his body.
I'm pretty sure everybody don't know that, but okay.
Well, they do now. Well, so hey, Ryan shaves his whole body.
Not my legs, by the way.
Not his legs.
So I just got a pair of hair chaps that I just slide into.
He's making this roast for me.
Yeah, but I got a pair of hair chaps I walk around in.
A lot of them will think that it's for the working out,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
Okay.
It's for one day you will be able to shine for the ultimate slip and slide contest.
Okay. I think the best part of that was just letting everybody know that I shave most of my body.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Ryan shaves his body. Well, that's everybody, but all right, cool. Okay.
Not a bad one.
No, those were good. Those were good. I feel like I've got to really zing you now, though, but...
Zing...
Me.
Him?
No,
oh,
bro.
Yeah. You look directly at me.
Well, you're an easy one.
Okay.
No, dude, that was good. So I'm going to give you just a little what I got,
dude,
the possibilities that I have.
You can't come one up.
Yeah. You want me to roast you?
Dude, might as well. Okay. We're still live on here,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, we're still on the potty.
Just,
okay.
Or we can...
Here's what we'll do. I'm going to read these roasts. We'll take a little commercial break. And then
I'll jot
some down for you.
Yeah. I was going to say, it makes sense because now I feel like a bully.
Okay.
And I don't want to feel like that.
All right, here we go. First one. Gosh, I can't wait for this. I also, you're going to have to edit in the walk-up song, so I didn't know how to do that with a live thing, and then only hear it in my headphones and all that stuff.
It's fine.
Okay. This one here is from, I'm just going to give their initials, because I told him I'd only say who it was if they signed it, and though I know he would be fine, I'm still going to go ahead and just give his initials since he didn't sign it. Okay. This was selected for me to read, and here's what he would like to say. Okay. Where do I start with this Shrek-looking ass? Let's see here, Nick. I really wish you turned in a better product. In the future, make sure you take Reed's lead on your investigations. Since I clearly broke your heart by leaving the unit, which is the DWI unit, I want you to find comfort in knowing that it was all your fault. You are a piece of shit. A real dirtbag. You sound funny with your teeth out. You nasty, foul-smelling piece of shit. On a serious note, I love you in the last 10 years. Just so you know, you are a MFing piece of shit. You like that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That was
like
a good
that.
One.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I kind of like that. Can you read back over? Just
you sound funny with your teeth out?
Hit that again.
You're a real dirtbag. You sound funny with your teeth out, you nasty, foul-smelling piece of shit. I love that.
God, that's good.
Yeah.
It's heartwarming, right?
Yeah, and I think, again, the more you roast somebody, the more you truly care about them.
Yeah. I was going to say, you love them.
Yeah, so some people will hear this and go, God, these guys are bad. But, okay, so what people don't know is, so it was $25 per roast.
Right.
Okay, so what I did is on the back end, I just matched everybody's money.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I bought the rights to roast them back because I purchased from myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're just trying to get your money's worth too, like by you.
Yeah. So we doubled the donations. Uh-huh. So then I also have the right to roast whoever I want. Now, where I have the advantage and they do not is I get to see these pieces of shit that submitted these. So I know exactly who I'm roasting. All right. So here's my roast, my rebuttal roast, if you will,
right.
To that one.
Mm-hmm. Rebut.
Sean, first, I want to thank you for donating money to this cause because I know you have nothing else to offer this world. You're a talentless human being that has somehow managed to form enough brain cells to complete a few sentences to put together for a good cause. Every time you speak, I can't help but picture a trash bag full of farts has sprung a leak and created one of the most annoying sounds to ever fall on human ears. And when I say trash bag, I don't mean the good kind that are somewhat useful. I mean the cheap, useless bags that do nothing but leak smelly hot dog liquid across your feet as you try to throw them out. You talk about breaking hearts in your roast, but the only heart you've ever broken is your own when you look in the mirror and your heart realizes it has somehow ended up in your worthless body. I love you. I love you, and I hope you stay safe, you worthless piece of shit.
Nice.
You guys like that?
Yeah, yeah. I like that sign.
That was good.
Really, yeah, Bird doesn't even know this guy, but he knows him better.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Sean, hey, I love you too.
Wasn't too much, right?
I mean, no? I will say this. You got a lot of words.
I got in there, right? I got in there.
You got every line roasted.
Mm-hmm. Now, I may have exceeded the 500 word limit, but there's two people I'm not going to roast, so technically I bought an extra thousand words.
Makes sense.
So, yeah.
The math checks out.
Yeah. So I think he'll appreciate that.
Yeah, I think he probably will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else to add on that? Do you like that? That's my first roast ever. You guys into that?
Love you, Sean.
Yeah.
I just got to say that.
Yeah.
So if you give a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being a solid roast.
Uh-huh.
First off, let's talk about Sean's. 1 out of 10, 10 being...
Oh, we're rating.
Well, we're going to do that now. What do you think?
Yeah.
So are we doing... Let's all go with Sean's first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll go with Sean's first.
So, I like it. I'm going to say 7.5, 8.
Okay.
8-ish. Just because the last part, you ended on a good note, which is my favorite part. Mm-hmm. So, it ends on a high note for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I do like that.
Okay.
You know, when you're teeth out, you got to think that's funny. Yeah. 'Cause I'm just picturing like a jackass.
That's
like,
what I pictured, yeah, too. Like you're...
Yeah. Isn't that not funny?
Like what?
Yeah. So, I like that.
Okay. So, I'm going to rate it, then I'll go to Smee. Is that all right?
Okay.
I'm going to give him an 8.
Yeah, okay. I'm going with 8, too.
I'm going with an 8 because any time that I have to stop and laugh,
it's good.
You're getting good numbers from me. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, too. I was actually sitting next to him when he was typing this, and I read it and laughed, and then also read it here and laughed. So that's you know what? 8.5.
Yeah,
8.5.
You might throw another point on
that. Yeah, 8.5 for me.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Smee?
Yeah, no, well, having... Now knowing the second laugh information, I'm going to go 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't have that information going in. That's fine.
Sorry, Sean. I got sick at 7.5.
Yeah, he worked his 500 characters well.
Yeah, he did.
Great work.
And he was like erasing stuff, putting more words in. He asked if he could send me like an email with more words. And
yeah.
It was the whole thing. So, okay. This one. This is from, so he does sign it at the bottom, so I'll say his name. Nick Gam. Here is his message. He elected, selected that I read it, so here we go. First, my heart goes out to the Allen family, which, absolutely, right?
Right.
Absolutely, lost a loved one. Probably the worst thing that can happen in our profession. Continuous prayers to the family. Now we're moving on.
Okay.
Zach Kraft is a giant piece of shit.
Oh.
Who is a shitty Raiders fan.
Ooh, yeah.
I feel pity for you. Please haze yourself. Sean Lonis drinks his own pee.
Oh my.
Way to break up the band, Yoko Ono. Ryan Hutton is the best instructor on the planet.
Let me double check that.
That's what it says. That's what it says.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I got a story behind it though.
Okay,
hang on.
It's typed in.
Ryan Hutton is the best instructor on the planet. Thank you for telling us where the shitter is located. Please don't drink and drive. This is the way. I have spoken. Love and respect, except for the piece of shit Zach Kraft. The Nick Gam.
Nice.
Okay, you guys like that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Good. Let me tell you, so just so you don't think he's actually complimenting me when he says this.
Oh, okay.
So we were teaching a class, man, 3 weeks ago now. And I had one session in the class, which was, I basically get up, I say, hey, this is who I am, you know, I'm kind of here at the facilities, here's where the restrooms are, I give like a 30-minute spiel out of an 8-hour day. And Nick was over this class, so he got to see all the reviews, and I don't remember how many there were, but I got like top instructor of the day for telling him where the shitter was.
Nice.
So he says that out of pure sarcasm, of course. But you know, I'll take a win where I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
If I got to tell you where the shitter is for a win, I'll do it. Heck, I'll go in there with you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That is the best teacher content.
Okay. We're going to rate his roast. What is it? Mm-hmm. And then we'll give my rebuttal roast here in a second.
Okay. Is Bird going first?
I think I'll stay around the 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part? The pee?
Piece of shit.
Or just, he says, well, Sean Lonis drinks his own pee.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like the drinking the own piss part, not bad. I also just a straight blunt force of calling somebody a piece of shit, yeah. Especially in all caps.
All caps.
I see all caps.
Yes, Zach Kraft is a giant, all caps, piece of shit.
So I'm like, I like that. And the fact he calls out that he's a shitty Raiders fan,
mm-hmm.
which I also don't like Raiders fans. Okay. Fan, so actually, come to think of it, I might bump
you gonna
up
bump
a
it up?
I might go with Nate because I don't like Raiders fans wow. that much.
Wow.
So I went with 7-8, full step.
Yeah. Okay.
So I like that.
All right. I'll give it a, I'm going to go 7.5.
Okay.
Mainly because I really enjoy piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like that's one of my, so full story, full disclosure, we call each other pieces of shit all the time,
mm-hmm.
but it's like an honorary thing. Like if like your admin thinks you're a piece of shit, then you're doing something right.
Right.
So we call each other pieces of shit. So the fact that he used piece of shit in all caps, like you said, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I also say like that he said Sean drinks his own pee.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
That's a good one. All right, Smee.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with a 7
mm-hmm.
for mine, and that is because you do get points. I definitely did like the Sean drinks his own pee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good one.
Also,
good one.
Yeah, that also resonated with me. I think that it's hard for me because, you know, technically he utilized his 500 characters on 3 individuals.
That's true.
Which are 3, in my opinion, separate roasts because you can't really.
Ooh, this is.
You can't yeah. really lay it on him, right? Yeah. If you are spreading it out. So I think that I like that approach, but I think that mm-hmm. it just took away from some of the jabs.
Right.
Okay.
So
kind of makes okay. sense.
So you're saying like if he had 500 per character, he
oh, if he had 500 per character, I have no doubt he could have laid it on pretty good.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, here's my rebuttal roast, Nick Gam. Where do I even start with this ogre? You look like Shrek and Scott Van Pelt somehow had a baby. I hesitate to say that because of how insulting it is to Shrek. Every time I see you, it reminds me how close humans really are to mindless, thoughtless blobs in the evolutionary chain. I really enjoy when you teach a class, though. After listening to you, all the students' IQs drop and immediately makes a mindless Neanderthal like myself the smartest person in the room. You talk about Sean drinking his own pee. If drinking pee was the only thing someone had to do to get you to go away, then there'd be no need for stadium trough urinals. We would all bottle and sell urine at a premium price. Seriously, though, we would all go to the local hospital, disconnect the catheters, and run the hoses directly in our mouths. I love you, buddy, and thanks for donating to a good cause.
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah, the trough.
You like the trough one, huh?
Yeah. I think I had a miscommunication or a different concept on the roast. Mine was short compared to your guys's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the roasts need to be
lighter. Yours are like one-liners.
Which isn't bad, right?
No, yeah, that's not bad. There's different ways to roast.
I'm a one-liner.
Yeah, it's like a jab.
Yeah,
I'm a one-liner guy.
You're a punchline guy.
Ooh, yeah.
See, I'm right. more of a. I want to really you, tell you a story.
The, yeah, you paint mm-hmm. the picture.
More of a pile
on. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Good one. He's yeah. a puncher. I'm a piler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So okay.
You guys always said
you
it.
Put us together. We've always said you got that. A punch piler.
You got a punch piler. A piler punch.
Yeah.
Puncher. Pile puncher.
Yeah.
Okay, I need that's you guys to rate mine. I feel like I was making myself laugh writing these.
Yeah, I think that just because I believe that I will say this. To keep it fair,
mm-hmm.
I did yours go over the 500?
Oh, yeah, okay. For sure.
So I'm gonna dock you some.
Well, remember, I bought an extra. I bought an extra thousand.
It's an investment.
Yeah, it's an exactly.
Okay, so I won't dock you any.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I would say that actually I bought 1,500 extra characters because I didn't roast 3 people.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So I got 1,500 to play with here.
Yeah, so you got okay. you mm-hmm. got characters in the bank.
At the wazoo, baby. Dude.
Yeah, I would say probably then because I was able to kind of get the picture in my head of somebody taking a catheter out, putting mm-hmm. it in their mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that...
Just to get someone to go away.
Yeah. And then like the trough thing, I was just imagining a whole bunch of dudes lined up on their knees just getting pee in their mouth. So I think that being able to paint that picture in my head, not bad.
Okay.
I'll say... a heavy 8.7.
8.7.
8.799.
Dang. So okay.
You
can,
if you want to be that guy that rounds,
I'm not. There. Nope. Hey, I'm not taking the credit if it's not there.
But it's there because I just like people painting pictures.
Okay. So that's the best. That's the best score so far.
For me, yeah.
All right.
Oh, I would say.
Well, are you going to be keeping track of the best score?
Well, of course I am.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to come down on the later characters.
And then if I don't win, I'll just delete it out.
Yeah. Just take it all.
So I am going to go 7.5.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, see, this is a response I didn't want. Wow. So that's why I gave 8.799.
Did we rate the last one?
No, that's the reason why.
Oh, we didn't rate mine?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
So, dude, yours is a 9.9.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, dude.
9.9999.
Which, if you're that guy, you can round up to 10.
If you want a round, you're perfect.
So, no, mine is just that. And I admittedly am doing some things behind the scenes as well, so I wasn't able to paint.
You're not paying attention?
I didn't get the picture painted, but I did notice all of the work.
You realize I wrote these while my kid was in dance class, and I didn't watch a single dance so I could roast these people. This is an investment.
Uh-huh.
Bingo.
It did grab my attention when you talked about Petrov, so...
Yeah.
How can you not picture that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was, like, I looked up from posting the story to figure out what was going on.
Because in my head, I'm like at a sporting event, right? And they got those drops, and I'm like, you know how much quicker that would be if we didn't have to wait for those pee drops? Mm-hmm. You'd pee in another dude's mouth.
Peeing directly in their mouth. Like when you're done peeing, you get down, and then they pee in your mouth.
Yeah, it's just like just swap them back and forth.
Yeah, just to get away from this one human ogre being.
Mm-hmm. Which is true. I keep forgetting
it's about somebody.
that makes sense, so yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's another one.
Okay.
Now, this is from the original Sean, the first Sean. So he's back for more.
Oh my gosh.
This is his second purchase.
Wait, he got a second purchase?
He did.
What a blessing.
He bought a second one. All right. So I'm going to read his roast first. Here we go. Zach Kraft is a real piece of shit! !
Okay.
This piece of shit doesn't lift and always skips leg day. What a real piece of shit this guy is. Also, tell this piece of shit his little brother called and said he wanted his t-shirt back. He's not like a real piece of shit. Oh, no. God damn. He's not like a real piece of shit, like Andy Reid's son, but he's definitely a piece of shit. Oh, my God. You guys know that old story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
God dang.
Did you not read these before?
I don't remember that part, but you know what? I mean, you know.
Is it done already?
Yeah, it was a short and sweet one.
Dude.
Okay. Now, for context.
Love it.
I feel like we need to provide a little bit of context to Bird 2 as well. This is, he's roasting apparently the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah.
On the podcast, because this is the previous piece of shit. Didn't the other one call him a piece of shit?
Yeah. So Nick also called this guy a piece of shit. And then Sean has piled on that he said geez 4 or 5 times. Yeah. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Now this guy also has purchased a roast. So we'll get on his here in just a second.
Okay. So we're going to hear his side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Let's rate it.
Dude, I love it. I honestly, the amount of pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And then the whole referral, the callback, I would say, to Andy Reid's son.
The callback.
Dude, hilarious.
Yeah.
Because, he is, Andy Reid's son is a piece of shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there. I don't know if you guys have read it. I went and did a little, history news articles on that guy. He's been in some stuff.
Yeah, his latest, he's still in jail, isn't he?
That's a whole story. No, he was pardoned, if you will. Pardoned.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, which is very controversial.
Yeah, I was going to say, he shouldn't, from what I've known of it, of the D-dub and...
Yeah, the facts are this. He injured somebody in a crash. In fact, it was a 5-year-old girl, I believe, to be accurate. And then the governor of Missouri, these are just facts, right, folks. The governor of Missouri pardoned him, so now he does not have to do that time as originally sentenced.
That's a little I don't like that, but...
I'm not going to comment on my personal feelings about it. I'm sure everybody knows, mainly because of my position, but the facts are as stated.
Yeah.
So you can comment, but...
Hell yeah, I'll comment.
I won't.
I was going to say, the old, if you do the crime, you got to pay for the time. You know, pay with time. So, I don't agree with it, but hey, yeah, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, so in that case, that insult of being Andy Reid's son, or being, you know, a piece of shit, like it or more than a piece of shit of Andy Reid's son, is, I get a mean roast.
Yeah,
a mean one.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it's so, a good metric.
I'm gonna say this.
Uh oh.
I'm gonna say this, and it's Sean, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this, Sean. I'm gonna say this. A 9.2.
A 9.2.
Yeah.
God dang it.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh. All right. I'm gonna give him a. I'll go 9. I'm gonna give him a 9.
Okay.
Because there are some good references there.
Yeah. Callbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Good callbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's me.
It's me.
Yeah. So I'll go an 8. I'm doing an 8.
Laziest number four.
Or no, I think that it was nice and short, and he's consistent,
mm-hmm.
right? So in the background, his 13% of his characters were consistent of pieces of.
Nice, nice.
Hey, you're just selling me more.
Yeah, going up, baby. 9.5.
The fact that he didn't have to, because you know he didn't use all.
No, that's not all the characters. Yeah.
The fact that he didn't use all the characters.
250.
Yeah. He used all the characters, or didn't use all of them, that shows confidence.
So what percentage of his characters were piece 26. Of shit?
So I'm thinking that's about 250 characters, because
considering I agree.
That the 500 is down
to
26 or something.
Yep.
26% of his characters,
you gotta love that,
were piece of shit.
That's perfect.
All right, you guys ready for the rebuttal?
Yes, let's hear it. I'm not going to look at you and try to read
along.
I'm
that's fine.
Let the picture paint in.
You do what you need to do here. All right. Wow, Sean. Back for more, I see. I assure you, I'm the only one that has ever been happy you've returned for more. God knows the CC's buffet isn't happy to see your ass roll back in. Speaking of rolling, what's wrong with your head? What's wrong with your head? Though empty and thoughtless, it somehow managed to look like a perfect circle pumpkin, other than the flat spot on the back, which clearly means your parents left you alone for long periods of time. Really, who could blame them? But in all seriousness, I'm glad you're a cop, and also that you were recently promoted. It is a shining example that people with no talent, work ethic, or brain power can somehow not only get a job, but also screw up so much that they would promote you just to get you to go away. Thanks again for playing along, and stay safe, my brother. What do you think? Huh? You guys thought I was going to go with a compliment, and I freaking came back around, didn't I?
Yeah, but that's definitely, we thought we were going to default to compliment.
Let's see.
Yeah, think about it. Let it process. Let it soak in for a minute.
I like the baby flathead. I like that.
Parents leaving him alone, clearly. Yeah,
clearly.
Who can blame him?
I do like that. So his was a 9.1, what did I say, 1 or 2?
I think you gave him a 9.2.
9.2.
I don't feel like you've got a...
I'm not. I know this is going to... Might ruffle some feathers and might rub you the wrong way. Might rub you without lotions, as some would say.
Yeah, it's going to chafe me, huh?
Yeah, chafe you up a little bit. I'm going to give... Oh, I hate to do this. I hate to be that guy. I'm going to say an 8.6.
Dang.
I know.
That's because I didn't call him a piece of shit.
Than the P trough?
What?
Or what, like 0.1 higher?
No, that? I compare it to what the roast. I can't keep track of the whatever that is on the roast. So technically, Sean got you on that one.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. I knew this was going to cause problems.
Is it because he went with piece of shit more than I did?
Yeah, you need to throw that out there.
See,
like it's a love language.
I feel like I was trying to get away from piece of shit.
Well, I was going to say...
It's a mistake.
Not for me.
I made a mistake.
I was going to say, for me, I love it.
Mm.
I love that. If you just... Honestly, if you just wrote piece of shit, I'd be like...
Wow.
Damn. That's a hit.
Boom, roasted. Boom, roasted. All right, it's me.
It's my turn?
Give me a rate.
Okay. 8.
Okay, why?
Because I feel like it was quippier maybe than the last one, and the CC buffet was good. That was a good one.
Mm.
That was a good part.
I didn't really get that reference. It's CC, what's that?
CC's pizza
like,
buffet.
CC's a lot of buffets.
I'm happy to see him. CC's.
It's like the pizza. Okay.
I'm happy he's back because I get to roast him again. But CC's buffet don't like when his ass rolls in there because he's going to eat a lot.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I didn't get that one.
Damn it, I missed.
But it wasn't you, it's me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a bad breakup.
Did you like the end where I started with a compliment and just like ended that. With a back?
Yeah, I do like that one. That was pretty good.
Okay. All right. We've got one more.
Oh, yeah?
We've got one more. Here we go. This is from a different Sean. A lot of Seans. A lot of Seans running out there.
One more?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no. Sorry. Two more. Where's Zax? Okay, we got two more somewhere. We can look it up on the phone. So this is the last one that I roasted, I guess. Oh, here it is right here. Okay, so this is the last one that I dropped a roast on. Different Sean. I'm going to call him Sean H because he didn't sign it, so I don't know if he wants his name on here or not. Here we go. What would you like your message to be, and who is going to read it? So he selected me. Here we go. My condolences to Cody's family, absolutely. I've lost way too many friends and family in the line of duty. Having lost a friend very early in my career, I can say to the family that it never gets easier to deal with the loss. I can also say that there will be a much larger family of Blue who will step in at a moment's notice to help with anything that needs to be done for them. That will continue for a lifetime. Now for Ryan. Post and keep the Phoenix couch pick displayed on the extracted account.
I mean, he's seen it. He just doesn't remember it, probably.
Okay. First, great words. Good words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Started off way awesome.
Absolutely. Everything he said is 100% true. And I respect that he said those things because it's very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Good dude too. Good dude. Now doesn't mean he's not about to get freaking lit up.
Right. I mean, with due time, brother.
In due time. Let's give him his respects now. Okay. So the end, the Phoenix couch pick. So here's what happened.
Okay.
I was in a class, me and a buddy, Zach Kraft, I'll just say it. Mm-hmm. We had this really good idea to take a picture of ourselves. Or he would take it of me, I would take it of him. But what we would do is we would pull our gym shorts up mm-hmm. and then set a pillow in front of our midsection. Yeah, you could say pecker, yeah. I guess. Okay. Yeah. In front of our midsection so that when we took the picture, it looked like we were naked.
Nice.
Yeah. And then really where we got really intelligent is we decided to send that picture to our instructors.
Oh.
Mm, solid.
Wow, what a good choice.
Good choice. So... that said, I'm going to show you the picture here. I still keep it on my phone because I don't think it's a bad shot, to be honest with you. Look at that.
Dude, not a bad.
That looks good, doesn't it?
It's into bird's burns.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh.
You like
beautiful.
That? Looks like I'm naked, though, doesn't it?
How can you not be?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at Smee, just mouth watering over there. You want another thing. You want another round of that?
Yeah. That
What's your thoughts?
Your hair is really short in that picture.
Yeah. Like she noticed my hair.
Your hair all over your body.
Like she noticed
my hair. Ooh. Yeah, shorter everywhere.
It's me. You want Rosen? You want it? I got a lot more in me, girl. What's your thoughts on it? You like that?
The pic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. But so that's posted on the.
No. If it was like an anonymous account, I'd probably post it.
Post and keep.
Okay. Yeah, he wants me to post it on there.
You could close friends it
for professional reasons. I probably shouldn't post it on there.
That's actually our new t-shirt coming out.
Ooh, that's a good fundraiser.
Dude, if you had like a shirt with that on there and you just had a single like font of saying something,
mm-hmm.
Dude,
you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
So the very first time I ever taught at a conference, so like the very first,
mm-hmm.
there's probably 250, maybe 300 people there. So I'm nervous. I'm practicing. I step out to go to the bathroom, come back in. It's my turn. So I get up and I teach. And while I stepped out to go to the bathroom, they got in my presentation. The very last slide was that picture. So when I clicked it to go to like questions, it was a picture of me that looked like I was naked. Dude, it was solid.
It's a fuzzy perfect.
Pillow. Too. Dude, like it was. And they're like, oh, man, we got you so. Like, are you mad? I'm like, no, I am very awesome. Impressed. Do you think I'm upset about that? First off, dude, soak it in.
Yeah, I was going to say, right? Like, obviously you want to post it, but you don't want to be that guy to post that.
Yeah.
You want everybody to see it anyway.
Is it post-worthy? Obviously.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Did you only notice that it was up there because, like, the audience just had their phones out, like, trying to get it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I could just, like, yeah, hear
in their eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, I'll give them credit for that. I'll say one of our staff was there, and he was, like, very concerned. And he's like, oh, my God, this is bad. And I said, why? He's like, well, I know you're upset about that. I'm like, legitimately thought I was upset. I'm like, no. So he was like wanting to start a whole thing. And I'm like, absolutely not. Do not start anything. So, yeah, that's the story behind the last line there.
That's perfect. And I don't think I have seen that picture before.
You haven't?
I don't think I have.
It makes a special note to remember naked pictures.
Dude, you need to set a like a
You need to send you some more nudes?
Yeah, I think you need to set a clock on your calendar to remind you to send one of those every other day.
Okay, just drop a nude to you every day?
Yeah, just let me see what you got.
Just show you my freaking hair chaps that I'm walking around in?
That boy.
All right, you guys ready for my rebuttal?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Sean H. Sean H.
Did you write that?
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote it in there. All right, I want to say congrats on your recent retirement. He recently retired.
Nice.
From a very large agency, so.
Heck yeah.
Yep. It's well deserved, and we are happy for you. We've all been waiting for you to retire, similarly to the way you would wait and hope a turd flushes the first time you pooped in your girlfriend's toilet. We flushed and flushed, and somehow you finally managed to fit your piece of shit self down the drain. You've been around a long time. In fact, you taught me in DRE school. I don't remember you because you're a good teacher. I remember thinking how much your teaching resembled the sound of a leaf blower with a dying cow inside. Seriously, if your teaching was ever embodied by anything, it would be a dried up white dog turd that somehow managed to still stink. Congrats on your retirement, and we will miss you more than you've missed your hair that apparently you've lost around junior high, you bald POS. Love you, brother, and happy retirement.
Love it.
What do you think?
POS was in there.
You like that?
POS was in there.
I had to drop one. Yeah, that may have been on the fly.
Hey, I loved it.
May have been on the fly.
I loved it. I do like the, dude, because the devastating feeling of watching your turd go down at your girlfriend's house.
Yeah. Wow. You're praying, away. Like, go away.
Please, just disappear.
Yes. And it just like floats and you're going, oh my God.
You got
God.
One of them stiff ones. It just does a ring, you know, wrap around. Just.
Yes. Maybe stains it and you're like, damn it.
Damn it, now you gotta scrub it with your hands.
Yeah. Well, I would get like TP. See, what you do is you wrap your hand in TP, let it flush so the water's gone, and then hit it real quick.
That makes
Dude,
more
I'm
sense.
A thinker, man. I'm a thinker.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it with your hand.
You're like spinning the turn around.
In your name.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that checks out. That makes a lot more sense.
All right, give me a rate. What do you think?
What did I rate? Sean already?
Well, he didn't really roast me. It was more of a... Okay. His message was more serious, right. Other than the picture at the end. So, he dropped that on me.
Yeah, okay, so we won't rate him, but just know I loved his as well.
Of course. But serious, good message.
I like yours. I will give yours... I'm trying to like recall back to the other ones. Mm-hmm. Just try to keep it there.
Okay, yeah.
And it's hard, because there's a lot there.
Don't forget the turd flushes in the girlfriend's house. I really want that to go down.
I was going to say, I do... The fact that it's so relatable on that part,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'll say it right now. I think you got the lead out of all of them.
Gosh, I came in last, huh? I mean, like with a winner.
Oh, yeah.
I was last up to bat and
hit it. So I'm going to say a 9.0. The highest is a 9.2 for me.
Okay.
I'm going to say a
9.4.
Yeah. Because
so what pushed it over? Yeah, what pushed it?
Because one, the fly on the end, or when you went, you know,
mm-hmm.
piece of shit, love it.
Okay,
I've stuck with that.
Okay,
still love it. And just how relatable the turd is.
Yeah.
And also the white dog turd. We all know that those when they're white, they don't stink. They don't have stink, mm-hmm. but this one does.
This one somehow
managed. It somehow managed, and so that's. That's you can paint the picture in your head. Because if you haven't sniffed a white dog turd, you know they don't smell.
Yeah,
not, I've done it.
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, why does it not smell?
Yeah, you're like, this is kind of weird. I'm literally holding a turd, and it doesn't smell.
And it kind of like crusts up and just blows a little
off on your hand. Yeah, and all of a sudden you start snorting. No,
wait, what? Wait, what?
Okay, anywho, but yeah, I like it. So yeah, 9-point fizzy.
It's me.
Okay, so apparently, yeah, I'm a stickler with the with the scores. So I don't know what my highest one is yet, but I'm gonna give you a 9, which is my highest.
That's good for her.
That's good.
That's good for her.
What pushed it to a 9?
Come on, turds.
Was it the girlfriend, the turds?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't have the exact same experience as you guys, but I do have the opposite experience, and yeah, it is embarrassing for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've done the hand sweat wipe, haven't you?
Oh my god.
In the toilet. The toilet bowl wipe?
No, I've been on like the receiving end of like
Shoot. Really? So you actually care.
Well, you I noticed.
Damn it.
Damn it.
I was in my mind I'm like,
dude, that's even more embarrassing. 9.8. 9.8.
Yeah, damn it. Especially if you just live by you yourself or like with
a and some dude comes in and drops it. Was it me? Was it me? I would have wiped it. You didn't know.
Wiped it with toilet paper.
I don't think it was you, but it is like, oh dude, this dude just came in here and just blew up my toilet.
I would walk outside and poop my pants before I pooped it. Like you're talking 10 days before I'm pooping in your toilet.
Really?
Maybe more. Yeah. I do not do that.
Yeah, I mean especially the household girls and and they have boyfriends. You don't ever know who it is, but you know when a dude's just blew up your toilet. Like
I have done so much damage on toilets.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we'll save a story. I can tell you a story. No.
You can hold it?
I can hold it.
I've got one, too, that I held in and almost pooped all over myself, but...
Oh, no, I'm talking about not telling the story. I didn't hold in what I was doing.
Yeah, I won't tell that story. I mean, I won't tell my story. If you tell yours, I'll tell mine, but I'll hold off, too, if you want to hold off.
We'll hold off for another day, because...
Smee, jot that down for a topic.
Pooping.
No, pooping...
We're going to go... Hey, season 3, we're going to change it up. Write down poop topics. Just write down poop, hold in poop, or not hold in poop.
I knew that this would all do a full circle back to poop.
It somehow does. I don't get it.
I knew it.
So, okay. So I want to...
actually wrote it down.
Yeah, thank you. Smoot wrote poop topics, season 3. Okay, so those are my roasts. There is one more left, but I also want to say... I almost said his name. Sean H., I am super happy for you that you retired, and I'm excited that you finally get to go on all your excursions and trips, and hopefully the wife gets to go with you, and I appreciate you donating for a good cause, man.
Absolutely.
And so I do yes, you're a horrible teacher, but I enjoy when you're there, so I had to say that. The other Sean, you're a POS, and Nick, you're also a POS.
Nice.
Okay.
9.8.
I didn't roast this guy. 9.8. I didn't roast this guy. Here it is.
Why didn't you roast this guy?
Well, I ran out of time, and he's also a really good friend of mine.
Dance wrapped up.
Yeah. Actually, it did. I had to go in and get the kiddo out of dance. All right, here we go. So, Nick Gam is a real piece of shit.
Oh, nice.
It's coming out hot. Yeah. Coming out hot.
I love this start.
Like, not your everyday deuce you drop after drinking the original Jack 3D. Good reference, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful.
Yeah. He's like the deuce juice you get when you eat Taco Bell and chug some coffee afterwards. Ooh. Ooh. God dang. Not even a solid turd. It's not avocado or hash brown. Great reference.
Yes.
It's more melted. God dang it.
This guy's going to take the cake.
Yes. It's... it's more melted Dairy Queen soft serve on a hot summer day. God dang. He's still going. The douche you gotta take when you're floating down the Elk River in July. Just a major piece of shit. He's an okay guy, but a true piece of shit.
There's three.
Also, Sean Lonas, another shit stain on my whitey tidies.
Nice.
That's it. There was no follow-up like I love you or
I just want
stay safe. Personal. That's it. That was an attack.
Yeah.
That was a straight up attack. I may have to file charges on this guy. God dang. Thoughts? There's a lot of
relatable.
A lot of POS in there.
There's a lot of POS, and there's a lot of like really on-brand detail.
Yeah. I do like that he threw in hash brown avocado. You know, reference.
Perfect.
Season one, epi four.
Oh yeah.
Okay, good reference there. And I also like the continuous. Like, you think he's done describing the poop, but he goes, like, one more.
On topic, and he...
They stuck to it.
Not like the poop,
he gave
that
you
poop
different pictures of the poop.
Yeah.
In your mind.
Because I knew what he meant by, after drinking the original Jack 3D, because you just immediately crapped your pants. So I could have got it right there.
Yeah.
No, sir.
More.
Keep going.
He gave you more.
He gives me a little bit more. Then he goes Taco Bell and chugging coffee. So you're going, God dang, that's runny.
Yeah.
You think he's done? No. It's more melted Dairy Queen soft serve.
Yuck.
On a hot summer day.
Yeah,
not even a regular day. It's hot.
It's it's all over the place.
So then you're like, God, that's it. Uh-huh. No, sir.
Here's my favorite. Go ahead.
The douche you got to take when you're floating down Elk River in July.
Yeah, that's so relatable.
This is one I really like. Just a major piece of shit. Yeah. Let's get down.
Yeah, just a major.
To brass tacks.
Yeah, just a major piece of shit. Dude, I don't know. I love it because one. Once again, and it's happened to all of them, but this one, you just sit there. I wouldn't even look in your guys' direction. I was just sitting there imagining that Dairy Queen sundae melting. And I'm like, God, that's a mess.
That is a mess.
And then, you know, I imagine also, you know, dropping a dookie in Elk River and it just being all over the place.
That's a bad day.
I've been there. That's also a mess. Yeah. I don't know, man. That's a good one.
Yeah.
The descriptions, because it's so... And hash brown...
To hit a podcast reference?
Yeah.
That's solid.
I know it's...
Ooh. A lot of thoughts going on.
9.5.
Oh.
Whew. Fuck out.
Dang.
He snuck the end.
Huh?
I mean, it's just so relatable.
Yeah, it is. Stepped up to the plate.
Yep.
Grand slam for the win.
And the fact that he didn't sign off with, hey, I love you, bro.
No.
Hey, he just thought, you're a real piece of shit. And I'm like, ooh.
And let's make a show he's not out of characters.
Yeah, I was going to say, he...
No, yeah, he probably had... He had a couple characters. Yeah. He could have said, love you. Yeah. No.
Even spelt it out, L-O-V-U. Yeah.
No. No.
Nope.
He ain't doing it. Nice. Smee?
Yeah, I was going to say 9.5.
Oh, nice. Dude, 9.5.
Man.
Come on, rate it. Give it.
Z-Dog. Oh, yeah. I'm going... I'm going to go... Because I really love... I'm a detail guy. You guys know that I really like detail. To embellish and do some details. Big detail guy here.
Big detail
guy. I'm going 9.7. 9.7. I did it. I did it. And I'm not mad about it.
He takes a Sunday.
I did it. I think what got me was the Jack 3D.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just love the... Just a major piece of shit. You don't...
Signing off.
Just...
Of
yeah. There's no... It, in case you... Doubted.
In case you didn't catch all the detail I wrote down, just remember this. The last thing. Major piece
That's all you need to know right there at the end.
Yeah, what is the rule of thumb? Like, people only remember what you like the first thing you say and the last thing.
Ooh, that's good.
Both of them are
That's true. That's good. That's psychological warfare. He starts with calling him a piece of shit, ends with calling him a piece of shit.
He's playing a different game.
That's a whole other level, gents. So you guys see why I didn't roast him. I didn't want that coming back at me.
I wouldn't want that either.
You think I want that firing back at me?
You want to be called a melted Dairy Queen Sunday? Absolutely not.
Nope. No, I do not.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think he's got it.
Yeah. Good job, Z-Dub. You win.
Z-Daddy.
Clap, 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 clap. That's actually just my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I'm just clapping my butt cheeks.
New shirt.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, there is a new shirt.
New shirt.
Do we talk? Now we can talk about it on the next one?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I didn't say whatever you want to do.
Nah.
Your show.
As a special epi, let's keep it on brand, keep it on topic.
That's right.
So, all right, let's hit it with some final thoughts, and let's get out of here for this special epi. It's me. Let's hit it.
No, I think it was a good fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
Friend.
I'll get friend raising.
That's a good fundraiser.
Yeah, it was a good one. It's very sad what happened, and my thoughts and prayers are with Officer Allen's family. So, which is a terrible thing. Nobody wants to get that call and to have that happen. So my thoughts are with them. I hope we were able to raise some money. I'm glad that we matched the donations and were able to give. Do we want to talk about the who we donated it to in order to get to them? Or
Yeah, you can go ahead and toss it out there.
Yeah, so we match the donations from tonight's podcast, and then we donated it to Answering the Call, which is specific. It's a Kansas City area, which was the area that Officer Allen worked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Independence.
Yep, Independence. Yeah. Yep.
And so that area, and they did a special targeted donation platform for his family, and just, you know, they've been the not-for-profit that the Policeman's Ball has raised money for. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how we came to know them. And so for Missouri people, they're an awesome cause. I'm sure most people in that area, at least.
Yeah, if not, you need to check them out. Yeah, they're there for you.
Yeah.
I think it's all first responders, too. I mean, I'm not, you're a little more well-versed in them than I am, but I think it's a first responder.
They have, like, all first responders. So they have medic, fire, and EMS. And so, or, you know, EMS, medic, and law enforcement. So anyway, it's a good cause that we learned about in that area, and so your money went to Officer Allen's family via that platform. So
okay, cool. Bird.
Yep. So first off, I was kind of reading over this. That says Bird Daddy. I should have read that.
So,
but
let me come back on that.
Okay.
So he actually texted me and said, "Hey, I messed up." Okay. So I would never short you like that.
Dude, I was so pumped. I'm like, dude, I can emphasize on that piece of shit all day.
I would never do. And I was actually going to let have you read it anyway. Yeah. But they paid for, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I didn't want to.
Understandable. But I was just, I got a little excited. I'm like, dude, that says me, bro.
Did you want to kind of stop me? Like, bro, that's mine.
Yeah, because I saw it. I'm like.
Yeah.
But you're already mid deep. Yeah. And I was already in detail, picture and everything. And I'm like, I'm just here for
a
But anyways. Yeah. Obviously, you know, thoughts and prayers out to the family, Officer Allen. It's, you know, not something you like to hear. And unfortunately, you know, it sucks. But, and I would never want to actually have to do this donation.
Right.
Because of the, you know, circumstances. But, yeah, thoughts and prayers out to their family, his family. And, you know, and all these, you know, roasts, it's all out of love.
Absolutely,
it's love, you know, like it's just showing everybody you love each other and, you know, come together as a group, as a family, and just, you know, loosen up a little bit in a kind of a rough time. So, but yeah, I love you guys. Stay safe, and, you know, thoughts and prayers out to everybody out there.
Love it. All right. Yeah, I appreciate everybody that donated. I think, you know, donations. I don't want to say make a big difference, right? Because I never want to say, oh, money could ever replace, you know, somebody or a loved one. But I don't know what else to do. And I appreciate everybody stepping up and helping us raise some money to donate for, I'll say, you know, I don't want to say a good cause, but a cause that is necessary.
Yeah. An unfortunate
right. event. And I think it shows that, that we do care for each other. And I love that Bird used the word family. It's a big deal. And, you know, we're not the only ones that did it. There's a lot of other fundraisers going out there that made a lot of money, a lot more money, and we're happy to support those as well, obviously. But, yeah, very unfortunate event, and, you know, I feel absolutely terrible for Cody's family, and, yeah, I don't know what else to say, and it's a sad thing that we ever have to do something like this. I would celebrate somebody's life in this way, if you will. Yeah, that's what I got. I hope you guys are safe. I hope that you're always coming home at the end of your shift. And if there's anything we can do to ever support you guys, you know that we will give it a shot, give it our best try.
Sure.
So I appreciate you guys listening. Again, thanks for everybody that donated. Everybody that I roasted, love you. My both my Sean's, of course, my Gammer. And who else did I roast? Oh, yeah, that's right. One shot twice.
Yeah.
So, yep. Love you guys. Stay safe. And until next time, I guess we'll start season 3 in a couple months. We don't really know yet. We're just kind of playing it by ear. But I appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great rest of the evening. And peace.
That's showbiz, baby.
myself.